You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, Detroit? Real men chopping it up.
Chop, chop.
Coming to you live from the Royal Oak Studios. This is your man, Chef, in the building, cooking up some flavor in the kitchen. Sitting alongside my boy, Big C.
The Pied Piper, diddly-diddly-diddly-D.
And my boy, Big E, the Sniper.
And damn thing changed. What up, though? Deep East, y'all.
In the building.
And we got to give a special shout-out to one of our wounded warriors, our girl Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots.
Yeah, shout-out. Pouring out some water for Puss in Boots.
Pouring out some water for Puss in Boots. She ain't making it yet.
And by the way, this is Ice Mountain Water. Very refreshing. Try it.
Your spirit indoors, baby. Get better.
We got no man. We gotta go Nestle Waters now. You know they advertising all over.
You know one of the ladies who did the commercial. I used to be a part of the church. It's Bishop Sandra Jones.
Yeah, Bishop. Yeah.
Why Nestle Waters though? I'm saying Nestle is in Michigan raping our natural resource of water.
I really don't
want to shout out those people when they really doing us dirty. I mean, we pay more in our water bill than Nestle paid for the water that they use
to
make
paying.
Money off of us. I'm just saying, bro, I don't want to be shouting out Nestle on this show.
Down with Nestle Waters, then. That's why we drinking Ice Mountain.
Well, I think Ice Mountain is under Nestle.
All right.
Yeah. Nestle is the umbrella. Ice Mountain is, one of their, things. But, no, I get you because, they are definitely. They ain't paying for the water, man.
That's right.
They pumping it out of the Great Lakes for free. Yep. And they're charging us, so, I guess they should be giving Flint some water.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, since it's just the men in the building tonight.
What up, though, Tina? Shout out to my buttercup. She ain't feeling all right tonight, so I just wanted to shout her out because, when people sick, you got to shout them out.
That's a beautiful thing. You want to give your girl a shout out, too?
She's not sick, but I'll shout her out. What's up, baby?
Yeah.
You can do better than that, can't you? I mean,
Come on now,
I'm trying to.
Now this is a win-win situation, brother.
Right, trying to congratulate.
You trying?
I'm trying. Yeah. Okay. And I'm gonna give out a shout out to the imaginary one out there that somewhere out there waiting on me
for you
for me
right now.
That's right. Right now.
She wants you.
Wow, why are you looking at me like that, man?
Let's get started, bro.
Okay, what's the topic?
Topic is knowing when you won in relationships, whether you're man or woman, knowing when you won. Knowing you got somebody good on your team instead of acting like an ass. You take care of what you got.
What up, Tina?
Okay,
what
so up, start it up. What, give me an example.
What up, Ted? I see you out there.
I mean, it's many examples, but I'm talking about just having somebody got your back, having somebody that's doing what you claim you want them to do. And you're still like trying to find flaws, trying to find mistakes. You still living. I got a good
complaining,
a very good. What's the word I'm looking for?
Example.
Searching.
Example. A very good example.
Okay, go ahead with your example.
How you're trying? One of my pastors, I had Pastor Daniel Granberry. Shout out to Pastor Daniel Granberry, Gordon Memorial. He said one day, ladies and gentlemen, you can't deal with Steve or you can't deal with Susie. If you got John's or you got Carolyn's shoes under the bed.
Okay.
So until you get over the previous relationship, you're not going to give me your all. And so you're going to turn a good dude or a good woman into a bad woman or a bad dude because now they're going to leave the situation not getting anything from you, and it's not their fault.
So too many times we bring in baggage from the old into the new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's causing repercussions and problems.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got you.
And then when you get somebody good, you can't recognize it because you're so jaded from your previous relationship that you think everybody out to get you, everybody on some bullshit. Then you if the guy or the girl make a comment or say something that the last person made, that's it. Mm-hmm. That same thing I heard before. Same thing he said. Same thing she said.
Right.
Or you see it and you don't trust it. Because I went through that.
Oh, I done been through it, too.
I done been through that. I mean, for real. You're like,
what up, though, everybody?
Got somebody good. They treating you right.
Right.
She doing what you, whatever.
Right.
And my man will tell you. You had to back up off and be like, what's wrong with you?
What's that? What's up?
Where the real problem is?
That's what it is.
Get this representative out of here. I want to see what the real chick is under all of this. But sometimes the thing is the thing.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And so you just got to trust, like, at that time, you just got to trust what's going on and just keep pushing on and just hoping that what you're seeing is exactly what it is. But you, unless you give it a chance,
uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Recognizing when you won.
Right.
Well, you never know.
I'm gonna give a transparency moment. Okay. Transparency moment. And, you know, me and my beloved. Now, hey, Joan, Miss Joan Hardy, we international, y'all, all the way from Guadalajara, hey, Mexico.
What's up?
Okay. What's up?
You're on time this time.
We got,
like that.
We got Prophet Pastor Trisha J. She checking Uh-oh. Us out. What's up?
Uh-oh. I know she got a word for us. Come on, call in, Pastor.
All right. Pastor, you know, we want you to call in.
Got a comment that said, men are never satisfied. I believe we will never be enough. That's not true.
That is so not true. But let me digress back to this example, okay? So me and my beloved, you know, as much as we were in love and as much as everything was good, we had our rocky moment, you know, when we first got married and everything. Because, see, here's the thing. She caught her ex cheating on her, okay? And that baggage kind of transferred over into ours. So it was like whenever I did anything, she was always on top of my head, always wanting to know where you at, what you doing. Let me look at your phone. Let me do this. Let me do that. And things. And I was like, I had to break her down one day and tell her, say, baby, you know what? I ain't cheat on you. I would never cheat on you.
Right.
I said, you got the ring on your finger to prove it. But it took her a while to kind of get it, but she finally did, you know, settle into it and understand that, you know, you cannot bring that baggage from what somebody else and that hurt and that pain from what somebody else did to you into your good thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to wind up ruining it.
But, you know, that ain't easy, though.
It's not.
Especially you got dudes out here giving them cubic zirconias.
Yeah.
But that ring don't mean too much.
Yeah, well, you know, if you ain't I dropped some G's on a ring, so you know, it was that. And dude, it certainly wasn't about that. But I was like, hey, I wanted her to understand you're an investment. You know,
ladies, are you an investment or are you a? I just can't think tonight. Are you an investment or are you a liability? Give us a call.
248-579-5295.
Okay, so are you an investment or are you a liability? That's a good thing, you know,
an
because
asset. Yes.
Hopefully your woman or your man will be an asset to you.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's the way it's supposed to
be. And not a liability. You see, because you're supposed to make each other shine.
That's right.
You know? And you know, if I got to constantly worry about, you know, how you perceiving, you know, this thing or what you thinking about or what's going on, you know, in your mind, then I don't have time to shine.
I got another comment that says men don't check their boys like women do. I don't understand that comment, so I'm not even going.
Men don't check their boys.
Why like would women do? I don't know.
Why would men need to check their boys?
Thinks even more than, I don't know.
You're gonna have to. Hey, whoever sent that comment in, you're gonna have to elaborate on that a little bit.
You're gonna have to elaborate on that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother Chad Coleman. Hey, what's up, Chad? Thanks much for listening in.
Shout out to everybody
in.
On my page. What's up?
All right.
I see you, April, Antoinette.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Got Miss Leisha Arnold, Wanda Daniels. Shout out to y'all. Thank you very much for listening in. It's Real Men Chopping It Up. We're talking about the real issues out
real
here
issues. Oh, yeah.
That's going on. And see, these are the things. And I think that, you know, really and truthfully, I think this is a lot of things that kind of, you know, wear the good men down, you know, because we out here trying to do it. You know, we trying to do it right. We trying to keep everything above board. But for them few bad apples that have messed it up for everybody else, you know, now I got to pay for your crimes and your be punished for your sins.
Constantly battling demons, somebody else's demons.
You know, I remember long time ago, what's that? God, I can't think of the name. But anyway, this Joyce Haddon. Joyce Haddon came to the church one night and she had this little service and everything. She got up and she started prophesying and she said she wanted all the men to stand up.
Okay.
And she wanted us to stand in proxy for all the men that done wrong women and everything and done everything bad. I wouldn't stand up because I ain't done nothing wrong. And I'm not standing in proxy for some knucklehead had did.
What was it a thing where she was trying to do it like for like healing, like just like for the sisters in the church that have the men stand up? Right.
Yeah.
And basically do a Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Right.
It was
just in the interest of like a healing thing for the rest of the congregation, whether you did something wrong or not, whether you are contrite about something you may have done in the past to a woman you may not have been cognizant of it at the time. But say, hey, y'all stand up and do something to let these sisters know
right,
that they ain't alone in the pain that they have from whatever else they went through. I get what you're saying.
I get, you know.
But.
And I get what you're saying.
Because, like, honestly, I may have sat my ass down, too.
Yeah, you know.
I understand.
No, but yeah. I understood it. But at the same time, you know, I get tired of us always being the crutch for the sisters out here. Because, you know, here's the thing. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, you know. I mean, I wasn't the one to lay down with the dude. You did. I ain't the one who made the mistake. You did. So quit blaming the dude. Quit blaming me and quit blaming every other man out here for your indiscretions and the things that you're wrong.
But
I'm willing to take some ownership.
Right.
But I'm not going to let you sit here and continue to beat down this narrative that because you messed up, every other man got to pay for your mistake.
Or that man messed up.
Or the man messed up.
I think, like, a lot of times, like, talking to my homies and talking to some of these sisters out here, like, a lot of times, you know, they at the crib doing it right. You know, they at home expecting their man to be what they want him to be out there in the streets when she ain't looking.
Right.
Until they find out that my man ain't exactly the man that she wanted to be when he out there in them streets and she ain't looking. So now she don't know what to trust. So it may not have been her indiscretion.
Right.
Because it ain't her indiscretion that tear him up on the inside off the lie that they was living, that they didn't know they was living until they figure it out.
Right.
So how they get past that?
Right.
And, like, looking at you, they want to trust you, but see, they trusted that last guy.
Right.
He seemed like he was a good guy. But what happened, though?
Yeah.
So now you seem like you were good, like you said, you was with your lady, and you had to break it down, like, baby, I'm not going to do that. That's not what I'm here for.
That's not what I'm here for.
She still had to wait to see how consistent you were about whatever it was that you were promising her that you wasn't before she calmed down. Yeah. It's not something you can rush.
Yeah, because you got the promises before.
I mean, that's something we all do to each other.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So you're like.
But, you know, I think the biggest culprit in this, and I was talking to Big C about this earlier, you know. We got to stop leading so much with the flesh all the time. See, the problem is, you know, like we jumping in the bed.
I see you, Tina. That's right.
We jumping in the bed with everybody just way too soon, you know, and then you get your feelings all into it. Now you done jumped in the sack with somebody before you even really knew what their intentions was and where they was going. And once you open up that door, you know, it's hard to differentiate or distinguish, you know, the good from the bad, the lies, the hurt, you know, because most guys, okay, you know, like I said, you know, most guys are going to be opportunistic, okay? They're opportunity seekers, most of them out here. And the sad part about it is the women have gotten into the same game now.
Right.
You know, so now the women is leading with the sex. You know, the women leading with the sex, the men leading with the sex, and everything is about, you know, the sex now. But you ain't even really got into where's your mind, where's your heart, where is, you know, all these all the things that the qualities that I'm looking for. You know, you get so caught up in all of this, you know, hypersexualized, you know, feelings that you can't even see straight no more.
Right.
You know.
Yep. So then, like, to go back then. So how do you know? When do you know you won? Because, like, really, like, if we waiting through all of this, right, all these issues, right? So, example, like, boy single, girl single, they meet each other. They like each other. They going through the motions of getting to know each other and all this other stuff. Whether they smash after 2 weeks or 2 months, whenever it happens.
Right.
But things are going good and everybody happy.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get over all of that extra passionate stuff and you start really getting down into the meat and potatoes of what that relationship is supposed to be.
Right.
And them insecurities start leaking out.
Right.
And people start wondering, okay, what did that mean? Because the last time I seen that, it meant this and not that. Right. Even though this person may not have done nothing, they ain't changed nothing. Right. They trying to be good still, like you trying to be good still, but you just can't trust what's going on. How do you know? Like, what's the sign? Like, I'm like, for real, like, whoever out there listening, if you're in a relationship and you with that person that you feel like you're going to be with for a minute and you feel like you done won that dating game and that you cool and you secure in your relationship, when did you know that you won that game. When did you stop being insecure? When did that happen for you?
That's good. Can we get some callers in?
Insecure about that person.
248-579-5295 if you got a comment on this topic. When did you know that you had finally won in the relationship? When did you feel secure enough to be vulnerable? Because I think that's what it is.
You gotta be vulnerable.
Yeah. When did you feel secure enough to be vulnerable to the man or the woman in your life? You know, because that's what it's really all about.
Right.
So what you got to say on this, Big C?
Well, I would say, I think when you realize that you can be vulnerable, you can be open, is when you can tell them something or y'all can talk and there's never any judgment. Because a lot of times women will say that we don't like to communicate, we don't like to talk, it's because like when we're trying to get our thought across or our point across, you come back across with what you feel we really mean, what we're really trying to, what we're really thinking. At the end of the day, what we're saying is what we're saying. We're one way, right? And some people may disagree with this, but I feel men are one way. Either we're going to tell you what's up or we're not going to tell you at all. Because at the end of the day, when we're trying to tell you what's going on in our hearts, our minds, bodies, at work, on whatever aspect of our life, if you ain't prepared to hear it and not pass judgment, then we got a problem. But when you can sit down and you can be vulnerable and say, baby, this is what's going on with me. What you think about this? And she come back with a plan. She come back with some good feedback. She come back with prayer. She come back with, it's going to be all right. I got your back. When she come back with stuff like that, I think that's when you know you won. And vice versa for a woman talking to a man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when you won.
So really and truthfully, what I hear you saying is, you know, is really, you know, incumbent upon men to feel comfortable enough to be vulnerable,
mm-hmm. yeah.
in front of a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is something we got a problem with. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a lot, and it's just looking at it as a whole, it's a lot easier for women.
Yeah.
For that vulnerable thing.
And that's because we've been taught since we was kids, crying is for punks. You ain't supposed to cry. Man up.
You got man up.
Yeah, man up.
Well, it ain't even just like crying.
Crying out or saying,
I'm hurt. Yeah. My dear, I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding
oh
on the inside.
I pour from my chest.
Oh Lord!
Yeah,
and happens, scene.
Right? You know, so you know, it's a big deal. And like I said, when you're trying to express yourself and get that stuff off your heart, because at the end of the day, we internalize a lot of stuff. We internalize our emotions. We internalize our feelings. We internalize how we, you know, our anger and frustration. We internalize because, again, we've been taught we got to shoulder the burden of the family.
Okay, so ladies, you need to understand. I mean, I think you need to listen to what we're saying here. Is that, you know, a lot of things men internalize, and we're not. It's gonna take something special to dig down to them deep depths to get to that. You know, because I got to know if I can trust you. Mm-hmm. Because, see, really and truthfully, like as you was talking about that, I was thinking too, you know, I said, you know, that's real talk, because even amongst men, mm-hmm. we ain't even going to talk about our feelings.
No,
you know,
no,
I ain't going to tell you I'm hurting. You know, the other couple weeks ago when I sat here and I, you know, gave a shout out to my baby in heaven, you know, and everything, I'm sitting back here choking back to tears, you know, I'm trying to be strong because I know I'm in the midst of my brothers and everything.
Right. But in a moment like that, as your brothers, we should let you be emotional.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Go on and cry. Do what you got to do. We're not brothers
if we can't let you have that moment. Now, like, a lot of dudes ain't going to give nobody that opportunity anyway just to see.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
you know, that's what I'm saying.
You know, it's always that first tear, like, hey, man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, what you crying for? What you crying for?
Man up.
You better, you know, or, you know. Truth be told, you know, he'd be like, hey, man, you know, get your panties off, take your panties off and put your drawers on, you know.
But in all honesty, we should have something like that, though. We should have something, because stress is a very big killer of people. When you stressed out, you hypertension, high blood pressure, everything going wrong, but if you ain't got nobody to talk to at home,
mm-hmm.
can't call your boy because he like, I ain't got that problem. I can't really identify what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It should be somewhere that you can go to. Besides, you know, going to God with your problem. But still, sometimes you need that feedback.
Yeah, you need connection.
And that's why I said, when you got that connection with a woman,
mm-hmm.
and that's when, and you know you won, when you can tell her, this is my problem, this is my issue, this is mm-hmm. what I'm feeling, what you think about that. And she don't come back with, oh, I don't know what
what to say.
What even
have you talked to one of your boys? You talked to your dad? You talked to
shout
your
out to my boy KB Beach.
Well, even with that,
what up?
Even with that, like, I would take that if I was to express myself to my lady and was like, look, baby, this is what I got a problem with. And after I laid it all out on it, she's like, oh, you know what? That's kind of heavy. I don't know what to say.
What,
you know,
okay, come, right,
just
right,
rest your head right here. And we'll come up with a solution again.
And I'm all for right, resting my head.
I'm all know? For resting my head now. But
it's going to go wrong every time.
Every time.
But like later on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
After you had this remarkable display of vulnerability that they all say that they want.
Yep.
And then soon as she get pissed off, oh, that's why you're sitting up there with your leg and trying to get confused.
All right.
You ain't no man.
Hey, man,
we
can't
talk
to you,
man. And so how come? And you're like,
breaking news.
And then you sit there like, damn, I thought I had a break.
You know,
I had a moment.
You know?
Look, I'm never doing that.
Never doing it again. Breaking news, ladies. You cannot allow us to be vulnerable and then use our vulnerability against us as a weapon later on.
Destruction.
Yes.
In an argument. Because now you done pour gasoline on the fire. You know, because for a man to display his vulnerabilities, that's a big thing.
Hey, shout out to my new barber, Aries, on Gratiot over there by Zeman's. Go to barber station, check him out.
Well, we can't really check it out because you got the cap on your head,
well,
so we can't
I'm
check
it. I'm bald. I'm just on my face. He cleaned me on up. You understand what I'm saying?
That's because you can't grow a beard, huh?
Bam. Wow.
I couldn't help that one, man. I mean, you know, I'm trying.
Ryan, turn his mic on.
I'm trying, you know, right. But, you know, get your phone, man. Yeah. I'm trying, but, you know, the Emperor comes out every now and then.
I'm going to show everybody. This is Darth Hater.
What up?
The Emperor. Darth Hater. He's going to hate no matter what.
You know what? That's just my love for you, bro.
That ain't love. If that's love, friends like you, who needs enemies?
Let's say, who needs enemies? But, yeah, I find that that's a big thing. If I'm going to be vulnerable with you, if I'm going to show you my vulnerabilities, ladies, you cannot use that against a man later on. Because
yeah, absolutely.
All you're going to do is make him shut down even more. Okay? He going to go out there and he going to cry to the side piece.
Oh.
No. I think we had a show about that.
Before. Oh.
And Valentine's Day is coming.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Side piece 3 coming at you.
You know?
If your man got a side piece, you already lost. I'm sorry. There's no win.
Yeah, there's no way.
Or when your woman got a side piece now, because, like, honestly, you know.
And if you want to know what a side piece is, you can go back and check the archives on Apple iTunes. Search Real Men Chopping It Up.
Chop, chop.
On Apple iTunes, and you can pull up all of the old shows.
Yeah, shout out to Puss in Boots, who's at home. She's not feeling well.
What up, Puss?
Puss in Boots.
Our girl Puss in Boots is absent today. She's not feeling well, so we want to send a shout out and prayers up for Puss.
Yeah. Send her some positive vibes over there.
Send her some positive healing. Look,
here you go. Puss, ringing the bell for you. Bell
Puss,
bell
we got the bell for you. We ringing it for you, baby.
Lay off that chocolate cake, baby.
let the chocolate cake go.
Yeah, look, it got the empty spot right here. Which
I know,
said,
you know.
We take a picture of the mic. So
yeah, we take
the mic.
But notice the mic is staying up.
Mic's staying up. Residual.
It's residual. Yes. You know. But yeah, man, I mean, seriously though, you know, that is a big thing. Ladies, y'all, you know, I think a lot of brothers do want to, you know, open up. I think brothers want to be vulnerable and let
Absolutely.
You know what's going on. But, you know, I will say this too, kind of the segue, not just on the women too, but like we was talking earlier, you know, brothers just got to man up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. See, because here's my thing.
Stop being Mitches.
Case in point, I know one said brother, he got this lady in his life. And, you know, they dated before and then they kind of cut things off, but they still kind of kicking around a little bit, you know, and everything. And the girl, the lady is nice. She's pretty. You know, got a little bit going on for herself. So I'm looking at the brother like, what is it that you waiting on? You know, what are you looking for? Are you thinking the bigger, better deal going to come along?
Probably so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. If that's the case, then let that one go. Just totally.
But see, that's the thing. You can't let it go because she's comfortable. And what I mean by comfortable is that if he go out here and try something with somebody else and he mess her over, because they've had so much history, and some women fall for this and some men do too, because they have so much history, she don't want to start over. I know a young lady, beautiful young lady, could have any man in the world, but she decided to deal with a knucklehead because she was comfortable. The kids was used to him. She was used to him. Mm-hmm. He didn't satisfy her sexually. Mm-hmm. You know, half time they was at each other's throats, but she married him anyway because she was comfortable. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to start over. Mm-hmm. So when you get to that level where you are potentially being comfortable for somebody, then it becomes something where you they'll
lost.
Go.
You did not win. You lost.
Yeah, you lost. And they'll go and do what they want to do to test the waters, and then come back with, baby, I'm sorry, you know how I get sometime, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you'll take them back because you figure there's something to work on. Like, the worst saying I've ever heard in my life is that what's understood don't need to be explained. Is people are using that to make an excuse for a dude they knowingly, like, friend told me one time, this dude cheated on her, had the girl in the girlfriend's had the side piece in the car, had sex with the side piece in the house, and she took him back and then told everybody what's understood don't need to be explained. He gonna be mine forever. He's never been yours.
Well, that's just stupidity.
Well, absolutely. But that's what I'm saying. So when you get somebody that is just that comfortable and stupid.
And stupid.
When you get somebody that comfortable, then that's the game that's being played.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go out here and test the waters. If I don't find something that I like, then I'll come back because I know you're going to take me back.
But, well, if it's two sides to that for me. It's always two sides to that.
Okay, it's two sides. Come
but,
on.
But that's one side. But the other side is, it's like, okay, you got to take accountability for your decision in that situation. Right.
Right.
Don't get defensive at with me because I'm looking at your situation like, and then say something dumb like what's understood don't need to be explained. Okay, well, maybe I don't understand, so explain it to me.
Please explain it to me.
That's a crazy explain it to thought, me.
Right. You know? But if this is how you living, if that's your reality, that's fine. Stand up for it. Stomp your feet and light a match for it. But when it's over,
you don't get
to come back and say, it was going crazy that damn thing. Wait a minute. I thought it was understood.
Yeah.
So why are we trying to explain this?
Because again, whose ever story come out first?
Well, so we got to put positive PR and spin on it, huh?
Absolutely. Because I got to look like the victim. Let me get my story out first.
Right.
You know, so you had a decent man working, doing his thing.
And you dogged him.
And you dogged him. Now you like, we just wasn't seeing eye to eye. He's 6'2", you 5'8". How can you see eye to eye?
This doggone connection killing me. Hey, you got a Wi-Fi here?
Yeah. You ain't on Wi-Fi yet?
You never use it? It won't connect to Wi-Fi. Mine won't connect. What's the Wi-Fi?
You got to get off that Metro PCS phone.
Say what now?
Podcast Detroit. Yeah, Podcasts, I think, is the password.
Yeah.
I'm
having some technical difficulties, y'all. I'll be back in a minute. Hold on a second.
So this is the thing. I just don't understand. I mean, I don't know. And like I said, when we were talking earlier, maybe it's just a generational thing, you know, because we were taught as men. We were taught as men, you know, you go out there, you either go to school, you get you a job. You know, you find your woman,
marry, have some kids.
You marry, you have some kids, make a life, and you make it happen. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know, that was the formula.
Yeah.
Now it seems like everything is just like, you know, hey, do what you like. I don't need you. Like, okay, where we work at. Look at the majority of the women that's pregnant right now. And some of them got pregnant and thinking that the guy was going to stay, and he bounced. Some of them got pregnant and said, well, we plan on getting married later. You know, it's just like we're doing everything backwards now, to me.
Well, when I believe in that. We're talking about, in the Bible, where it talks about spirits are transferable.
Let the church say amen.
When you got stuff on TV that's showing infidelity as the normal, when you got stuff on TV that's showing infidelity as being fun, when you got stuff on TV that's showing infidelity being okay because he made a mistake or she made a mistake, then you're going to have these people in these old jacked up relationships, man. Just don't know. You know what? People are not in relationships no more. They're in situationships.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So
they're in the situation until the ship crashes and sinks, and then they go find another situation.
So you're not in a relationship. That's a good one. Big C just said, you're not in a relationship. You're in a situationship. Okay? Yeah. And that's real talk.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, because, see, here's my thing. Somebody posted the other day on Facebook. It's talking about, you know, well, if you expecting the man to be the sole financial person and or his finances got to be the driving factor in whether or not you're going to be with him, then, you know, you've already lost. Now, this was a woman that posted this, which I was like, big ups. I do agree. OK, you don't want somebody that's broke.
Right.
But I posted on there. I said things like love, honor, commitment. Partnership.
That don't mean nothing to them.
That's priceless.
That don't mean nothing to them.
It don't mean nothing. But see, now nowadays, that stuff don't mean nothing. It's all about, can you buy me the Benz or the Range Rover?
And, you know, my problem with that, don't get me wrong, a man should be a man, do what he can do to be the head of the house, whatever it takes. You know, I don't have a problem with working two jobs. I've been working two jobs almost for the last 8-9 years. So I don't have a problem with that. But that's the type of man I am. But the problem I have is that people, especially some of y'all women, and I'm sorry. Hope I don't hurt no feelings. If you want to unfriend me, you can do it now. But you're still living talking about what your dad did for your mom back in the 60s and 70s when a car cost $3,000. You didn't have cable and internet and cell phones. You had a regular telephone with the ringer where you had to wait for the damn thing to come back before you go to the next number. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have all that. Food wasn't expensive. Now you got organic. You got vegan. You got gluten-free. You got all this different food stuff. And it takes at least 2 to 3 incomes to run a household. And for you to think you can sit back and save your money and make this man go out here and struggle, and then when he ain't got time for your ass, now you want to step out with the dude next door, the mailman, because he make you feel pretty because this man's out here working 75 hours, 100 hours a week to provide this life for you that your daddy provided for your mama.
Wow.
Even though back in the day, some of them daddies had side pieces too. They just knew their place.
Let the church say amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, the dollar stretched a little further, so you could take care of two households with one check, and nobody
knew the difference. Okay?
You know what I'm saying? And so in this day and age, when you go and look at I'm a Chevy fan to my heart. I went and looked at a 2019 Yukon. I went and looked at a 2019 just to look at it. I mean, I ain't in a position to buy one right now, but there's no way in the entire hell now I'm going to buy a $90,000 truck. I could buy 4 houses and make sure I'm financially secure for me and my family before I buy a $90,000 truck. But because we are such a consumer-based generation and we want to look flashy because that's what we see on TV. Because
that's what we see on TV.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We go out there and put ourselves in that debt. And then you expect a man to come in and just take over all your bills and pay stuff for you. And like, what if I'm not making that kind of money? But then you tell me, any man can't pay everything in the house, he a roommate. Okay, well, then we're going to split these bills down the middle then, since I'm a roommate.
They don't want to do that.
You know what I'm saying? So let's just be realistic.
I mean, okay, so you figure the average car on average is $40,000 for a base now.
Yeah, easy.
Easy, $40,000. Average house is running, I mean, if you want something decent, even the little war shacks here in Royal Oak, you're looking at $200,000. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Back in the day, that house was every bit of, like you say, $10,000, $20,000, things like that. Yeah. But now, okay, because of inflation, it's appreciated $200,000. So you paying for car notes, you paying for house note.
You paying for insurance in this red line district of Detroit.
Insurance in the red line plus maintenance because breaking news. Michigan got rated the worst roads in America.
Well,
okay,
absolutely true.
Okay, the worst roads in the whole country.
But hey, we're trying to get money to build a $5 billion wall.
Oh, we're going there next, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a whole lot of folks ain't getting paid right now.
There's a whole lot of folks ain't getting paid.
$5 billion wall, but we got roads and bridges that you can barely drive over.
And we're gonna talk about that. We're going to get political here in a minute.
Hey, everybody, don't wait until those income tax refund checks don't come to get pissed off. Pissed off now.
Get pissed off now.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go. So, but, you know, you got all these things, and like you say, it's 2-income household. Sometimes it need to be a 3 or 4-income house.
Right, you gotta have another stream of income.
Yeah, depending on what you're trying to
with these
trying to live. Yeah,
expectations. You know, I mean, you know, it's just like, okay. And like you say, so really and truthfully, is television driving the situationships?
Well, you said a friend of mine just said we created this culture. We glorify material things and money as a top priority in dealings. Now, look at TV and listen to the radio and see what they're talking about and see what they're showing you. You're damn right.
Yeah.
TV is a part of it. But if TV wasn't making money off of it, like if we turned that crap off, TV wouldn't show it.
Wouldn't show it.
Right. So
if we didn't buy the music or listen to the music out here,
they wouldn't play it.
No,
but it's an epidemic now. Like people, I know people that, well, when Scandal was on, disclaimer again. If you want to unfriend me now, go
Scandal
right ahead.
Scandal disclaimer.
If you want to unfriend me now, right ahead. But I have no love for Scandal. And I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because they portrayed the most powerful black woman in that show in D.C. was nothing but a side piece to a white president. And y'all had Scandal parties. Y'all had Scandal viewings. Y'all would be on Facebook talking about how wonderful Scandal is. So let me get this right. So the only thing we can portray are hoes and gangsters. Is that what I'm hearing? Because now Power, I've watched Power, but now Power, you know, you glamorizing the dude who was a gangster. He tried to turn his life around. That's all fine and good, whatever. But at the end of the day, this is what they glamorizing.
Wait. Hoes, gangsters, rappers, and basketball players. That's pretty much all we can get to.
Yeah.
But you don't see us in the norm mainstream.
No.
Okay, out there. And if we are in the norm mainstream out there, then we're viewed as, you know, no, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll go there. This episode brought to you by Fabulous Susan's Boutique.
What's up, Fabulous?
What's up, Fabulous? Chop, chop. Hey, you know, check her out if you want $5 jewelry.
Poshmark. I was going to do I'm just going to do shout out Delta. What's up, Delta people? I threw my water away because it was Nestle.
He can't do
the Ice Mountain.
Can't do Nestle water.
And I gave up Pop for the New Year, so I can't even do a Mountain Dew shout out. Sorry,
you gave up Pop for the New Year?
I'm diabetic, bro. I got to get rid of it.
I just want to shout out Gray Sweatshirt.
Just Gray Sweatshirt.
Hold on. No copyright infringement. No copyright. Just Gray Sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Nike might like us, man. They might drop a check.
And let them drop the check first.
Nike, please drop the check for endorsements Real Men
Let
chopping
Nike
it up.
Drop the check first.
Hey, okay. Hold on.
Big C is taking a knee.
Taking a knee.
He's taking a knee in the studio here. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick, way out there, wherever you at.
Yeah, not playing football.
But
unfortunately, but it's all good. Yeah,
but seriously, you gave up Pop?
Yeah, bro.
Man, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, number water, been meal prepping, about to start working out.
You know what? I'm proud of you because and real talk, not to get off the subject, but my best friend in the whole wide world, he was type 2 diabetic. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he would still be here to this day. If he'd have just changed his diet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he'd changed his diet around, he'd have still been here today.
Hey, bro, she investing. Meal prepping, working
See
out.
What a woman do. Hey, ladies, I'm going to tell you. Hold up. I'm going to get this on Facebook.
How to know when you won.
This brother right here, what is a good woman doing for you?
She investing in me, bro.
She investing in
me. She want me to be healthy. She said, let's meal prep, let's work out together. Uh-huh. It's all quality time for me.
It's all quality time.
That's exactly what it is.
And you want to do that, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
I want to do it for myself first and foremost.
Well, yeah.
But having somebody encouraging you to do it, having somebody want to have your back and doing it, that's phenomenal.
And what wouldn't you do for her?
Nothing in the world. We're going to Amsterdam tomorrow.
Bam.
I just shut the show down.
Dang.
This show was brought to you by. Put the mic down.
Yeah, I had to pause on that one because it was just like, bam. Okay, ladies, y'all don't understand. See, if you invest in the right one gonna invest in you.
Absolutely.
Look, we out here. Real men are out here. Real men want
to exist.
We do exist, okay? We all ain't hoes. We all ain't dogs. We are serving God. You know, we crazy, but we about our business and we about our ladies.
But but the thing about that is, you say we crazy. That's true. I agree. But at the end of the day, if you got the right one, she can tame all that.
Well,
she can bring that. Like, I'm sure Kenesha Lomax knew how to bring Chef back down to earth.
Look.
And calm you down and be like, well, she had to rub that belly.
Look, Kenesha Lomax could pull Chef's coattails anytime, and I'd be like, yes, baby, whatever you want.
You can have whatever you like.
You can have whatever you like.
I'm not singing that.
You ain't singing that?
I ain't singing that.
Okay.
But I agree.
You know.
Circle gets a square. Yes.
You know, and to all you ladies now, I know what they out here thinking right now. Well, I did invest in him, man. He still, you know, did me wrong.
Well,
here's the thing, ladies.
What were you investing in? Did you invest money? Did you invest your body? Did you invest time?
What
did you invest?
That's a lot of variables to that. Because listen,
what did you invest?
Listen. Going back to how you know when you won, there's some folks, no matter how much you invest in them, you just throwing whatever your investment is down a black hole because they not ready.
And you
now,
know,
did you know they were not ready when you started investing?
I think they do.
Because that's that classic. When you, I've seen this happen. Some of my boys, man, she told me she wanted a relationship. I told her I'm just chilling right now. But she heard, all I got to do is do a little bit extra and you're going to be with me.
You're going to be with me.
But right. He said he wanted a relationship.
It's just like I know some women and ladies. Once again, Chef is single, but that's why Chef ain't going to lay down with you because,
Chef is just going to cook some biscuits. That's it.
No, number one, that ain't what I'm looking for. Okay?
Biscuits and sausage gravy.
That ain't what I'm looking for. Now, I'm telling you, I ain't looking for that.
What you looking for, Chef?
And he gonna I'm
looking
fresh
for
squeeze, orange juice.
The one.
That's how we going to know when the Chef won. What you looking for, Chef?
What am I looking for?
Yeah, put it out there right now.
Hey, when Chef win, he going to be like,
I'm coming in here with a pot of gumbo.
I don't want none of that. So how you know?
All I saw was that Ving Rhames.
I don't want none of that gumbo. I don't know. Hey, look, I don't know what he was stirring that pot with. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, really?
How about that? Yeah.
Wow, some kind of like wait a minute, we got a comment from Miss Nicole Keisha. What's up, baby? My sunshine.
Deep East, y'all.
Got a question.
Hold on. Okay, let me give her a shout out because this one told me she was gonna disown me, you know, our girl at the airport.
Oh, she finally got some love.
Yeah. Men only change for the right woman. I truly see that now. That's right, baby. We do.
What
we
do you
change
consider change?
For the right woman.
What's change?
Well, we gonna fall in line.
What's falling in line?
You know, we gonna
because some people don't know. I'm just saying
we gonna give in. We gonna give you what you want. We gonna let you know. Matter of fact, we even gonna let you win an argument or two, even though we know we right. But we gonna let you win. You know,
listen, a couple. Hey, listen, man.
You know,
a lot of dudes let quote unquote let a woman win an argument just so they don't have to argue no more.
Absolutely. Like,
whether they care or not.
Well, see, but I'm talking about it from a strategic standpoint. See, you know,
it's all strategery.
Are you playing Battleship?
It's all strategery.
Yeah, you got to be playing a little Battleship.
You sank my Battleship.
You know?
Hey, right here, I got a comment.
What's up, Keith? My boy Keith Fletcher. Go ahead. Go with your comment.
April says, do men ever give up on love like women do?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. If I'd have followed my plan, I'd have still been a gigolo right now.
If you'd have followed your plan, you'd have been an angry black man with a house full of cats and dogs.
Ain't that it? I'm allergic to cats and dogs. Cats and dogs. Where does this guy come from?
Cats and dogs. I'd have said. You'd have been the man chasing them kids off your grass in the summertime. Get out of my grass, damn it.
No. That would be me, sir.
That would be you?
I'd be sitting right there on my porch. Hey. Tell your little fat booty mama to do something about you and these dog, my dog on grass. Get on off my grass. I don't need y'all over here.
Because, you know, I'm a condo apartment type of guy. I don't want to cut no grass. What do I want grass for? I put down field turf. I'll get grass.
Look, with the woman you with, if she telling you you're going to get your ass in the house, you're going to be in the house cutting some damn grass. I don't care what you say.
We don't have any grass.
As soon as she decides she wants some grass.
No.
Your ass going to be out there on the ride mower.
Absolutely not. I'm going to call my man at Delta like, hey, I got a dog you need to cut.
All right.
We're going to have the grass.
Yeah. I ain't cutting it. It'll get cut, though.
You ain't going to tell us if you cut it either, are you?
Nah, because I'm not going to cut it.
Look.
I'm going to pay somebody to cut it.
Because you know what she going to say?
I'm support black business.
Nobody cares.
Right.
Who cuts the grass? No. I don't want to cut my own damn grass.
Because you know what she going to do? She going to be like, baby, I love it when you out there working in the yard, sweating.
Oh, that, yeah,
breaking
that's
that sweat.
That's that
looking
reverse,
all good.
That's that reverse psychology.
No. Hey, no. He going to be out there pushing that damn mower.
No.
She going to be just excited when I'm changing lights.
Quit trying to play all hard. I done seen you in your little smell the flower looking ass walking through the damn airport. Okay.
I'm sorry y'all is witnessing all this hate. You can't hate the player, hate the game. Ah,
stop. Nah, but real talk. So what was
See, he hated so much he don't even know what the topic is no more.
Where did we leave off?
He don't know.
You got the minutes?
Yeah, Ryan, you gotta start keeping the minutes.
You gotta start keeping the minutes. Chef,
he started hating, he forget the whole damn show. He won't damn show.
No, I don't hate. I just hate you. Okay. How about that? Okay.
Hate. Chef is part of the haters ball.
How much time we got left?
Yeah, like 18 minutes.
Oh, 18 minutes.
It's
okay.
Good. Yeah, we're good.
All right, we doing good.
All right, listen here. We got a number you can call in. Everybody on my page and
we ain't got no calls today.
248-579-5295.
Don't
call
have...
and see if you want to say something.
You know, that's all right. What's kind of enjoy talking to you guys today.
Yeah, yeah, I have enjoyed this topic with you guys.
Besides the hating parts of it. Wow.
Even you know what? Even the hate, because the hate is instructive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. You got to have it all here, brother.
Teflon dog.
Yeah, man.
Teflon.
Hey. I keep you exercised, okay?
Maripop.
Okay. Maricom. You know? I got you.
Egyptian cotton, 223.
My boy Keith said don't give up on love.
Right.
Don't give up on love.
Don't give up on love, but
I don't think you should. I think it's somebody out there for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But you just got to make a decision, and you got to stick to your decisions. I think because of these situationships that everybody in, this is kind of like the microwave society. You know, we put it in, bloop, 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 bloop.
Instant
love, instant money. Oh, it ain't working, so.
Instant faith.
Bye. Mm-hmm. In other words, your boy Nino Brown, go on ahead and say it. Cancel that bitch. I'll buy me another.
Yeah, but some of these brothers out here can't even buy the first one. They loaning that one. They leasing that one out because they really ain't got the paper for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just it's all about
right.
Exactly. Really what your conditions are.
Exactly.
Right. And then like
hey, sure, Renee.
What I think my thing with it is like you'll never know you won until you really understand what you want. Absolutely. When you
boom.
Understand what you want.
Boom.
That is what know, do you want? Call in.
But okay. See, you got to know.
Yeah, you got to know.
Like we said this before in other shows, like if you with somebody and you took on a little water in your boat off that relationship and you sunk a little bit, right? Did you take that boat back to the dock and get repaired? Did you put in some serious work to figure out what you did in that situation that put you in that situation? Even with the other person doing whatever it is they were doing, what did you do? What role did you play in it? And if you plan on being with somebody else, what are you not going to do again? What are you not going to put up with again? What scenarios are you not going to put yourself through so you don't have to go through that again? It don't mean that you put that person through the ringer because you were hurt before. One of my friends commented about, I'd have to go back over, but something about pain, going through that pain, and you make yourself vulnerable, and you make you're sensitive, and you tend to overanalyze everything, trying to prevent yourself from going through that pain again.
I got a question.
But, you know.
What's the question? The
question says, how long do you stay before you find out the relationship is a bust?
What do you mean, how long you stay? I mean, minute you figure out that it's a bust, you need to be, you know, figuring out the exit plan.
That answer would be immediately.
Immediately. See, here's the thing. It's like, once again, you already know. Like you were saying before, do you know when, you know, things are wrong? Yeah, I think you do know when they're wrong. But you play games with your own mind thinking everything going to be better. Right. Or, if he or she just do this, everything will be okay and all that. No, they're showing you who they are. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's up to you to believe them. Yeah. And then it's up to you to say, you know what? I'm better than that. I deserve more than that.
And did you really know who they were in the first place before you married?
And here's the thing, too. A lot of people forget this part in the relationship, and I think the biggest part in any relationship, marriage, situation, whatever you in, at some point in time, you got to love yourself first. You got to love yourself more than the other person, especially when you're going through bullshit situations. You got to love you more.
I would say all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I would say all the time. You come in by yourself and you go out by yourself. No matter how much whoever you with may say they love you.
That's right.
You are responsible for you.
For you.
And if you aren't making your inner feelings a priority, then nobody else has to, right? You have to make that, even if it is tied to your relationship and what the two of you are going through together. Like, everybody have bad times. Well, I don't think we really advocating that if things is bad right now, just walk the hell away because it ain't going to get no better and all that. Because some stuff you just got to work
through. You got to work through.
Yeah. You got to work through. Yeah. And it's worth working through with the right person if you know that you're still winning in this situation, even though things aren't right now.
Right.
But if you aren't good inside yourself first, if you're not taking care of yourself first and making sure that those internal emotional needs are basically already met before this person came and added on to that goodness that you already had.
Right.
Then, you know.
So I think what the brother is saying to the church.
Bishop Hader.
Wow. See, I'm trying.
I'm sorry, Deacon Talley was just speaking.
You know.
Now we're just talking and trying to tell something to the church, and it's okay.
I think what the brother is saying to the church is what the Bible says, that you know you can't look at the speck
which
in your brother's eye.
Which book is this?
Without knowing the beam that's coming out of your eye.
I don't know which
Nicolaitans one and one.
It sounds like the middle of the book, Deacon.
One and one.
That's right. Y'all know where I'm going. They say train a child up in the way that he should go.
Pastor sound a little dyslexic. I don't know.
But okay, real talk, what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
Why are we so busy? You know, look at your own self first. Look at what you bring into the situation.
Yeah.
You know, but too many times we kind of, I'm pointing the finger at you or you or you, and I'm not looking at, okay, what am I doing?
Yeah. Because we all play a part.
Yeah, we all play a part.
No matter how innocent you think you are in the situation.
Right.
No matter how innocent you are in the situation. You could be almost completely innocent in the situation. There's still something in there that you need to take responsibility for. Absolutely. You may not have to apologize for it to the other person or whatever because you are the injured party in it. But when you sit down and you analyze it.
Thank you for blessing me.
You need to think, you know, you really need to like take stock of what brought you to that particular situation.
You didn't think I caught that, did you? See, that was a little Kylo Ren stuff right there.
Oh, you hating on me, bro?
No, he ain't on me. He gave me a little side hate right there.
Oh, you can't talk, bro.
You know? I know.
No, I know. I mean,
it's just me.
I mean, just pull out them lifesavers and just go for it.
Hey, man, it's like Emperor and, you know, and Apprentice here, you know? I mean, hey, you know, I mean, what can I say? Yeah. You know, this episode brought to you by Fabulous Susan's Boutique.
She better buy us lunch for all this free press she gets.
I know, you know. But, you know, too many times we not, man. We just, you know, I want to point at you. Oh, it's what you doing.
That's right.
You know, because I'm okay.
Get down.
And I've been in relationships like that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. You know, and you know what's the sickening part to all this, even besides the fighting, besides the cheating, besides the infidelity, the sickening part is that it's just destroying the families.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
You know,
ain't no more family.
Yeah, it's just
it's plenty of family.
I mean, but
we have just to, destroying it.
We have to really get back. I mean, like it's a lot of stuff.
But okay, is it family like what you remember? Is it family like what you know? Where you had Uncle Joe, his wife, his kids, all y'all come over on the holidays or the weekends.
But a lot of that wasn't true. A lot of it wasn't real. As far as what was going on under that presentation of family. Right. I mean, think about it. We just said something earlier about man have a family here, then the family on the west side, and maybe one on the south side, and don't nobody know about it till he pass away. Then all his women and his family, all his kids, come to the funeral, and you don't know, like, well, who the hell is these people? And they, like, five kids calling them dad, and like, it split between three mamas. I mean, like, some of them boys was out there back in the day.
Yeah, they was.
But because was expectations were different,
where you think
because a lot of other things were accepted in a way, then as long as that man was taking care of family, it was he was all right.
Papa was a rolling stone.
But you know, if you look at what we think about family right now, these women ain't putting up with that kind of stuff no more.
When he died.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what you gonna do?
We got too many mics to be the Temptations. There's only one mic. All the Temptations came in one mic.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you know your history?
He don't know. You know that he was there. He was there.
He was fifth top.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing.
He was a fifth top.
I give him a pass. But you old hating ass motherfucker.
Hey, know? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wow. We're talking about.
Wow.
Whoa, that was wow.
You know, hating ass.
I should. Yeah. Is that not true?
Maybe
the Temptations had one mic.
Whatever.
Maybe I should leave.
Whatever. Whatever.
So I'm just saying, man, like, when family is being redefined by the decade.
Okay.
Right?
But does two wrongs make it right?
No, never. One wrong.
Don't make it right.
Right.
So how do we, I guess, in all of this
that we're
saying, how do we make it right? Or what are the suggestions to maybe make it right?
Train up the next generation how it's supposed to be, because it may be too late for us.
Well, how's it supposed to be? And that was my earlier statement. Family is being redefined by the decade.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And it's according to a lot of stuff that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, mama and pop ain't in the same house no more a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Right? Mom and pop might be in the same house, but you never see them because they got to go out and they got to work two and three jobs.
We got Miss Naisha Nicole watching us right now. Shout out to Miss Naisha. How you doing, baby?
So what's the family? How's the family?
What is the family?
Yeah, the dynamics have changed.
You're so right. how we gonna train up these kids about what family should be? And
if they ain't like exactly
right, and the grown ups can't spend enough time in the house to really show them what it is.
Okay, so should we just accept the fact that maybe it's a dead generation out here and, you know.
You already see that.
I mean, you know, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean.
I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff that money. Go in
there. No,
it's like 30 cents from 25.
I think this area that you're talking about, it's got several different facets to it.
Yeah.
And so we might have to do several different solutions.
Yeah.
But we got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, because we're destroying.
Where do you start?
Where do you start?
Everybody's independent now.
Right.
Yeah.
The women are independent.
The women are independent.
Right?
You know,
the transgenders are independent. Right. Everybody's independent.
Everybody independent.
Well, you're talking about, you know, I'm just saying, you know, people out there, they with who they want to be with.
Right.
Right? So everybody's following their own star.
So we've.
Family means we together in this until the end. But if everybody's following their own star. Right? Who says there'll be enough agreement about the unit to actually have a solid family? What you gonna do?
I got you.
Right? And that's why I say it's being redefined by the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of stuff is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And everybody out there searching right now. Everybody out there dreaming right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In the middle of all of this, they still getting together. Folks are still smashing. They think they want to be in a relationship till they learn who this person really is.
Right.
Whether they get married in 3 months or 6 months or 3 years or whatever.
Right.
They still ain't figured out who this person was because everybody busy in their own stuff until they figure it out. And then they go their separate ways. A lot of times it's kids involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about fighting over custody and who paid the money for this and this, that, and the other. And if they wasn't together in the first place, they damn sure ain't together now.
Okay. Right.
So what are we showing these kids?
We got five minutes.
Five minutes
on the clock.
So I would just say this then. I think it first starts with, I mean, we can go through everything. I think it first starts with we just got to make a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make a commitment. And like you said before, we got to decide. Well, let me back up. Before the commitment, we got to decide what we want.
That's where I can.
Now, just like my statement earlier, okay? Chef could go out there and smash if he wanted to. Okay? There's several different candidates out there. Wow, really? Okay. All right, I got you. It's several different candidates out there. But my decision.
See Ryan over there. Ryan over there giggling.
I know
he just look at he texted.
Well, yeah, he saw that shade
over
that
coming across.
He over there texting his wife. Not got this guy lying in the studio.
You know,
my mic is gonna burn up over here.
You know, but okay, we got to figure out what we want. So like, I'm just using myself, all right, because that's the only. It starts with the individual.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just using myself. Mm-hmm. I know I could go out there and smash. I know I could go out there and get whatever woman, whoever gonna open up to me, you know, and do that. But that's not what I want.
Right.
Because I've made the decision. See, I've tasted love before. Mm-hmm. I've had all that goodness and everything that comes with it. Mm-hmm. All right. So I can't go backwards. I gotta, you know.
That's an accept no substitute kind of thing.
Yeah, you can't accept no substitute.
But you're not gonna have love the same way.
No, you're not gonna have love the same way. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, I know that I am a person that needs a commitment. Mm-hmm. So I'm about that. Mm-hmm. So I know what I want. I know what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And sorry, ladies.
That's another show.
Yep. And sorry, ladies, if you don't fit into that. And I ain't mad at you. You're beautiful in your own right, but you just ain't what I'm looking for.
How you get to that point, though? But that's another show.
That's another
Don't
show.
Answer that. Table that's another that. Show.
Yep. So I think it first starts with understanding what it is, what you want. Because when you know what you want, mm-hmm. you're going to run into those that kind of want the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Laws of attraction.
There you go. And then from there,
and then maybe you'll win.
You need to make a commitment.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Who closing us out?
Mind. I can never get it.
Sound like you just did.
Every time I walk up in the building, like I just everybody like head goes up.
All right. How many minutes we got?
And it stay there.
We got 3 minutes. I want to take these last 3 minutes, though, to really just segue out of this. We've had a great topic. I think this was one, even though it was kind of serious. I think it gave our audience something to, you know, listen
That's
about.
That's right. We ain't just about the jokes.
Yeah, we ain't about the jokes. We ain't about acting crazy. We do have serious stuff that we talk about on this show.
And got a lot more coming, y'all. Look out for us in February. We got some really cool topics that we're going to
hit Black History.
We're going to have some guests in here pretty soon, and maybe a couple folks calling in with a lot of good information for you.
There you go.
Because we were brainstorming before a part of being real men in these communities, trying to do something to build us back up.
Like build us back up.
Not we only about build our families, but actually building us up as individuals and a community. So just be looking out for us, y'all. We're going to have some more saliens probably next week, but we're going to try to mix a little actual factuals in there for you.
So. Yep, definitely. But I want to take this last moment out to shout out to all the federal workers, all the government employees.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? Real men chopping up. We lifting y'all up. Because we understand, you know, the situation. It ain't right.
That's right.
Nobody should have to work
for no money.
For no money.
If they tell
you something like a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a wall. Cool. Now, I'm going to just go on record. I don't know. If you're a 45 supporter, you are perfectly within your right to support 45 and what he's doing. But I would say this. I cannot support anyone. I don't care. It ain't about Democrat. It ain't about Republican. It ain't about nothing. I can't support anybody who gonna sit there and fold their arms and act like a big baby because he can't get his way. And he got hundreds of thousands of people out here, you know, that's not getting paid. So I'm going to just say this and ending it out. Call your congressmen. Call your senators. Tell them we ain't accepting this. And it's real men chopping it up.
We're not taking it anymore.
Peace. We out. We love you.